Harlech kicks and deals. And that pitch is swung on and hit out towards left. Catch is made. Holiday tags up. Here he comes to the plate. The play at the plate, and Holiday is going to be out at home. Holiday can't believe it. He's telling Chris Ramirez, the head coach of USI, to challenge it because he thinks he actually got in there safely. Gonzalez sets in and deals. And that pitch is swung on, hit out to center field. Holiday coming on, and he makes the catch on the run. Had to track it a long way. Throws it into first. It won't be in time to get the double play. But an amazing running catch by Holiday from center. Had to come a long way for that one. And there is one away in the inning. Checks the runner at second again. 2-1 on the way. That's swung on. Hit out the middle. Base hit. Here comes Coakley around third. He is going to score. And USI has an early 1-0 lead. A nice piece of hitting by Parker Martin, bringing Cannon Coakley all the way around from second to score.
Welcome back to 95.7 Spin. I'm here with USI head baseball coach Chris Ramirez. Coach, you guys were coming off of your second straight Ohio Valley Conference series win. You took 2 out of 3 games against Little Rock. You also took 2 out of 3 against Western Illinois. Can you just talk about how much of a momentum boost it has been to your team getting 2 early series conference wins off the bat?
Yeah, it's great to see. You know, obviously every game's important to us, and that's our mindset, is one game at a time, and we've had that all season long. But everybody knows when you get into conference play, you know, you start to peek at the standings and see what everybody else has done and did, you know, throughout the weekend. And so to come out in conference play and win the first 2 weekends, the first one on the road at Western Illinois, which is always tough to do, you know, at someone else's place. And then to come home against the reigning conference, you know, champion in Little Rock and beat those guys 2 out of 3 at home is obviously a great way to start conference play.
And coach, you guys did it in dramatic fashion in game 3. It was a walk-off single by Clayton Slack. You were down early 6-1. Your team fought back and you ended up winning. Can you just kind of talk about the resilience of your guys and fighting back, just scratching and clawing to get the series win?
Yeah, that was awesome to see. You know, one thing that a compliment about our team that I've told our guys even throughout the fall and early season is that they've always responded, but they've responded day to day, from a tough day in the fall to show up the next day and have a good one with some energy, to a tough loss early spring and show up the next day and play baseball really well. But the biggest thing that we challenged them with was now responding within the game, not waiting for the next day to respond. And, you know, Sunday was the perfect example of that, you know, getting down 5-0 in the first, a tough start, getting to our bullpen early, you know, that could have easily gotten away from us. And it took the whole team, you know, the pitching staff obviously came in and had to do the tough job, which is, you know, quiet down an offense that had a ton of momentum from the first inning. And once we did that and started putting up some zeros on the mound, then our offense had to throw the next punch. And we did, you know, to get back in that game offensively. And then, you know, clearly at the end, you know, the walk-off winner from Slack in the bottom of the ninth is a perfect way to finish. And there's not much more exciting than a walk-off win.
And coach, tonight you're playing Northern Kentucky. It's a midweek game for you, and then you head into another conference series this weekend. What do you expect to see from Northern Kentucky, and how do you kind of use these midweek games in order to prepare you for the conference series during the weekend?
Yeah, so I believe Northern Kentucky won their conference last year, and you know, it's a program with a lot of momentum and a winning record. So, you know, I think it's just, and that kind of seems to be the theme of all of our midweek games early in the season, is, you know, we're playing a lot of teams that have won their leagues, and it's going to be another good test for us. I love it that we're here at home. I feel like we've played a lot of games on the road to start the season, and you know, we're gonna have to come out and play good. Sage Stout has been a guy that we've used out of the bullpen a lot, and he's a really talented freshman that is gonna get the start for us on the mound tonight. And I'm excited to see him in that role. It's his first start, so hopefully he comes out and gives us, you know, sets the tone for us on the pitching and defensive side. And then, you know, we'll go play a clean game of baseball, hopefully here on the midweek.
Thanks for taking the time, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it.
That was USI head baseball coach Chris Ramirez. When we come back, we're going to get you set for first pitch. You're listening to USI Baseball on 95.7 The Spin.
Fourth inning here at USI, they lead by a score of 3-0. Connor Kirkey is still on the mound for the Northern Kentucky Norse. He gave up one run in the bottom of the third, that being earned. That came off of a wild pitch, allowing Kai Holiday to advance from 90 feet. And he's also given up a walk in the inning. Neither pitcher for the Northern Kentucky has a strikeout in this one. Comparing that to Sage Stout making his first start here for USI. He has pitched pretty well. He is up to 63 pitches, so it all kind of depends on how long they will let him continue on for. But he has had a pretty decent night on the mound. He's only given up 3 hits and 2 walks, but does have 4 strikeouts. So Stout has been effective on the mound for the Screaming Eagles, as Clayton Slack, the shortstop for the Screaming Eagles, will lead off here in the bottom of the fourth. Slack flew out to left his first time up, as Kirkey kicks and deals in there, called strike one. So Clayton Slack, 0-1 on the game, looking for his first hit. Kirkey looks in for the sign. He's got what he wants. 0-1 on the way. Outside for a ball. The count is even at 1-1. Clayton Slack, coming off of a game where he had the walk-off single against Little Rock, as that pitch is outside for a ball. The count is now at 2-1. Almost hit him. Slack looking to build off the momentum of the walk-off base hit he had the other day. As that pitch is swung on and hit out towards center, it's not going to be playable. It's off the wall once again. Slack rounding first. He's digging for two. He is in there standing. Williams trying to track it but could not get it to it fast enough. It came off the wall, and Slack is in at second with nobody out. So a double for Clayton Slack. He continues his momentum from the other day. He is now 1-2 on the game, as that'll bring up B.J. Banyan. Banyan, playing in left field, reached on a single his first time up and later came around to score thanks to the 2-RBI triple from Makaja Wall. So Banyan will look to get his second hit of the ball game and look to drive Slack home to add some insurance here for USI. Kirkey checks the runner at second. Kirkey sets and deals. Banyan tries to lay down a bunt, but it's fouled away at home plate. The count is now at 1-0. Bottom of the fourth here at USI. They lead by a score of 3-0. Nobody out. A runner at second. That is the shortstop, Clayton Slack. B.J. Banyan at the plate in a hole with the count being 0-1. Connor Kirkey is the pitcher on the mound for Northern Kentucky. Kirkey checks the runner at second. Kirkey kicks and deals. Outside too high. Count is back to even at 1-1. So Banyan steps out for a second to take a little breather. Kirkey sets in. Checks the runner at second again. Kirkey kicks and deals. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Banyan took a big swing at that one, trying to send that one to the fence, just like Slack did here recently. But comes up empty on that one swing. And now he's deep in the hole, 1-2. Kirkey, looking for his first strikeout, checks the runner. He kicks and deals. And that's swung on and hit out to short. It's going to be past the diving effort of Harrison. It's going to be a base hit. Here comes Slack around third. He is going to score. Banyan going into second. He is out at second. Banyan trying to stretch his single into a double. The run does come in to score, so he will be credited with an RBI. But Banyan trying to go to second off of the throw home comes up empty, so Banyan is out trying to advance to second. That results in the first out of the inning. Banyan does get a base hit, but it'll only be a single. So nobody on the base pass for USI. They did get a run to score, but Banyan being out of second results in the first out of the inning. Now the pitch on the way, outside for a ball, 1-0. So one away here in the bottom of the fourth. Parker Martin at the plate now. 0-1 pitch on the way. Outside for a ball. The count is now 1-0. Parker Martin had a base hit in the second. That was a single. He advanced all the way to third on that one, as that pitch is swung on and hit out towards left. Sparks having to deal with the sun, but he makes the catch easily. That results in the second out. So Martin flies out to left. That's the second out of the inning, as Makaja Wall will step up to the plate now. He had a two RBI triple in the bottom of the second. Got it all the way to the wall on that one. He'll look to do the same here in his second at-bat. So one of one on the day so far for Wall. Two away here in the bottom of the fourth. USI leads it by a score of 4-0. Kirky sets and deals. Outside for a ball. Count is now 1-0. So Wall sets back in for the 1-0. Outside, ball two. Kirky probably being just a little bit careful with Wall, especially after giving up that RBI triple. Kirky sets in for the 2-0. Almost hit Wall, but thankfully it doesn't. Count is now 3-0. And now time is called, as Wall will look over. Might be needing a new bat. He is. Not entirely sure why he went for another bat. He didn't break it. But maybe it just trying to find a bat with a better feel to it. Count is 3-0 as Kirky sets in. USI leads it by a score of 4-0 here in the bottom of the fourth, as that pitch is in there for a called strike one. So Kirky has already given up one run in this inning. He's given up one run in both innings he's pitched. 3-1 on the way. That is swung on and fouled away at home plate. So the count is now full at 3-2. And for Wall, it's probably going to be a base hit ball four situation for him. Full count pitch on the way. Swung on and fouled away back behind home plate and over the booth here behind home plate. So two away here in the bottom of the fourth. Wall is at the plate, full count. USI leads at 4-0. As Kirky looks in and deals. And that's outside ball four. USI has a runner on base with two away here in the inning. So Makaja Wall reaches for the second time in this game. First time was a two RBI triple. This time it's a walk. That'll go back to the top of the lineup, bringing up right fielder Cameron Boyd, looking for his first hit of the ball game. He is 0-2. He grounded into a 6-3 ground out his last time up. So Kirky looks in for a sign. He's got it. But Wall takes a lead off first. Kirky sets and deals. In there, called strike one, catches the corner again. These pitchers have some really good, both Stout and Kirky, they've been done a good job of trying to catch the corner, get ahead in the count, as Wall takes his lead off first. Kirky, snap throw over to first, not in time. Wall gets back in safely. Now Kirky looks for the sign. Currently ahead in the count 0-1. Wall takes another lead off first. Another snap throw over to first. Wall gets back in safely, keeping particularly close tabs on the runner at first. Kirky still ahead in the count 0-1. Wall takes the lead again. Kirky checks him. O-1 pitch on the way, swung on and fouled back behind home plate. Count is now at 0-2. So Kirky, one strike away from at least limiting the damage, but USI did push a run across, which pushed their lead up to 4-0, and that'll lead them into the top of the fifth. Kirky fires. That pitch is swung on and hit over to third. A deep throw from third is going to be not in time. What a beautiful play by Altman over to Miranda, having to play it deep in third, and the side is retired. So USI leaves a runner on base. We're heading to the top of the fifth. USI leads it by a score of 4-0. You're listening to USI Baseball on 95.7 The Spin. Bottom of the fifth inning here at USI. They trail the Little Rock Trojans by a score of 2-0. Both teams with 5 hits in this one and no errors. Of course, those 2 runs came off of walks issued by Andres Gonzalez, the starting pitcher for the Screaming Eagles. Makaja Wall will lead off for the Screaming Eagles. He is the catcher in tonight's game. He singled his first time up, so he is 1-1 on the game. Trying to get a rally started for USI to get back into it. We've seen USI do it many times this year. There was a game against Bowling Green where they were down 7-0 in the fifth inning, and they came back to win it in extras by a score of 8-7, thanks to a walk-off home run by Cole Kitchens, who's the designated hitter tonight. Makaja Wall, number 30, the catcher, will step back into the batter's box. Looking to start a rally against Wells. He has pitched well tonight, only given up 5 hits and 2 walks, but has 2 strikeouts. He's gotten into trouble a bit, but it's not come back to bite him. Wells kicks and deals, and check swing called, strike 1 at the home plate. Surprised they didn't go down to first to see if he went around. So now Wall in a hole early. Wells kicks and deals. Called strike 2. Beautiful pitch on the corner from Wells. So now Wall still in a hole, 0-2. Wells fires, and Wall actually gets a piece of that one. Very lucky to make contact, because that he could have very well whiffed on it and struck out. But a great job to get a piece of it by Wall. He still remains in the at-bat. 0-2 is the count. Wells is set and fires. And that pitch is fouled away as well. This one heads back over to the parking lot once again. A lot of foul balls being hit out to where a lot of fans' cars are. 0-2 the count now. And that pitch is swung on and fouled back behind home plate. Way over the booth. 0-2 is still the count. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. USI looking to get a rally going. As Wells deals. That pitch is swung on and hit over to first. And Harris will field it himself. Quickly, there is one away. So that turns the lineup over now to left fielder number 4, Patrick McClellan. He is 0-2 in the game, hit into a 6-4-3 double play his last time up. So McClellan, with one away in the inning, bottom of the fifth, USI trying to get a rally going. Wells deals. And that pitch is in there for a called strike 1. A 1 pitch on the way from Wells. Low and called strike 2. Wells has definitely found a rhythm for himself. Kept keeping USI's lineup in check. So now Wells looks in. 0-2 pitch on the way. And that's low in the dirt, ball 1. So 1-2 is the count, 1 away in the bottom of the fifth. USI just trying to find some way to get a rally going, as that one is fouled back to the screen. Count still remains at 1-2. One away still in the inning. Bottom of the fifth. USI with 5 hits in this one, comparing it with Little Rock's 5 as well. Wells deals. That pitch is swung on and hit out towards the outfield. Right fielder calling it. That's Geck. He's going to make the catch on the run. And there's 2 away in the inning. That's the second out. And now, Kai Holiday steps back up to the plate now. He has reached both times he has been up. Got hit by a pitch in the first and hit a single in the third. And 2 away in the bottom of the fifth. USI trails 2-0. Wells into the windup. Here it comes. Low and away, ball 1. Try to get Kai Holiday to chase at one, but Holiday doing a great job of laying off of it. 1-0, and that pitch is in there for a called strike 1, catches the bottom of the zone. Another breaking ball to Holiday. 1-1 on the way now. Swung on and fouled off. toward the third base side. So the count is 1-2. Wells with a chance to put up another scoreless frame on the Screaming Eagles. 1-2 on the way. Too low, and the count is now even at 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Little Rock leads it 2-0. Wells, 2-2 on the way. Kai pops, Holiday pops it up on the infield. Shortstop, Sagoon comes over to make the catch, and the side is retired. 1-2-3, go the Screaming Eagles. We're heading to the top of the sixth. They still trail it 2-0. You're listening to USI Baseball on 95.7 The Spin.